Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. Some governors here are threatening to shut their states down again as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations climb. Case numbers are rising in 21 states across the country. In Texas, hospitalizations have just hit a record high. Umair Shaw is the public health director there.
I think the key message is that we may be tired of this virus, but this virus is not tired of us.
He and other officials in Houston are saying if this gets worse, they may have to shut down businesses again. But that decision is actually up to the Republican governor in Texas, Greg Abbott, who is pushing ahead with reopening the state. In southern Florida, Sand and Surf just reopened a few days ago, but this morning, an alarming spike in coronavirus cases has the cities of Miami and Miami Beach putting the brakes on the next phase of restarting their economies. Francis Suarez is Miami's mayor.
We definitely do want to sound the alarm. We are seeing an uptick, particularly in the age demographic 18 to 35.
Florida hit its highest single day of cases this past weekend. Some bars there are shutting their doors again after employees tested positive. Kat Layton tells the American ABC she and 11 friends got the virus after a night out in Jacksonville Beach.
I do regret going out that night. I was one of those people that, I mean, I'm the walking person that was just fighting this thing of like, come on, it's not that serious, and I got it.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is revoking emergency authorization of two malaria drugs, the same ones Donald Trump repeatedly touted to treat COVID-19 in hospitalized patients. The FDA says the drugs, hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, are, in its words, unlikely to be effective and carry potential risks. Trump himself said he had taken hydroxychloroquine. Still with the president, public health officials in Tulsa, Oklahoma, are urging him not to hold a PAC campaign rally there this Saturday in the midst of the pandemic. But Trump says it's full speed ahead. The venue, an indoor arena, holds 19,000. Attendees will have to sign an agreement not to sue the campaign if they get sick. There's likely to be no social distancing.
We expect to have, it's like a record-setting crowd. We've never had an empty seat, and we certainly won't in Oklahoma.
Trump's campaign says everyone going will get a temperature check, hand sanitizer, and a mask. However, Millsy and Basil, Trump says he won't be wearing a mask. So what remains to be seen is how many of his followers will.